The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Unlocking the Magic. Happy Saturday, everybody. Can't believe it's already December. We are in December 3rd today. When did that happen?
It's going by way too quick.
Way too quick. So there's some cool Disney updates and news that's happening this month. I can't wait to share it on the show today.
I'm excited. There's a lot of interesting things going on at Disney for Star Wars and for the holidays.
It's really, they're really updating a lot. And some of these I can't wait to try. Some of them are pricey, but I'm willing to give it a shot.
There's one particular thing I want to talk about on the show today that has a cost associated with it, but it's right up my alley.
It's right up your alley. I can't wait to dive in.
They could have, and I don't want to say this too loud because I don't want them to hear me, but they could have made it 3 times more money and I still would have done it.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Can we just go back and delete that comment?
Maybe I will.
First of all, I want to shout out today. I'm going to do a listener shout out to Michael Johnson, who is going to be in Disney World this week. He is heading down on December 4th. Which is tomorrow, I believe. He's driving down. He's going to be going down. We got this great email from him about his memory, and he'll be driving down with his mom. Hasn't been to Disney in years. His father passed away this past September, and they thought it would be great to go down to Disney and honor him and create some special memories with him and his mom. So shout out to you, Michael. Have a great vacation, and send us some pictures.
Definitely. That message that you talked about with your dad and that happening to us a few years ago is really resonating with some people.
It really is. And, you know, life does go on. It's really hard sometimes to sort of pick up the pieces, but I know that your loved ones would want to see you happy and create these memories. And I really feel like it's a great way to honor them. So I'm really happy for Michael and his mom.
That's a great story. That was a great email by Michael, by the way.
So let's get into some Disney news.
Excellent. You want to start?
I do want to start. There is just, okay, so I'm going to start with one because I know you really want to share like my top pick. But this one, maybe not so exciting for some people, but it is exciting for me. There's a brand new Disney PhotoPass studio dedicated at the Marketplace inside Disney Springs. So it's a new studio that you get to go and relive some magic moments with your family and kind of have this virtual backdrop of anything you kind of want to do in Disney. And I think that that's really cool because although some, you know, most people get to go to the parks when they're on Disney vacation, maybe you don't have the opportunity to take that perfect picture. So I think that it's cool that they've dedicated sort of a place that you can go and maybe take some cool pictures so you can bring back some cool memories.
Is it like those places where you can dress up as cowboys? Kind of like
I don't think so. Oh. It's a virtual backdrop. No cowboys.
Oh, you can't dress up as cowboys or Star Wars people. That'd be interesting. I'd do that.
I figured you might be disappointed. That's why I said it's not going to top the news that I know you want to share.
Disney, would I be a cowboy or would I be a stormtrooper? Which one?
Stormtrooper.
Yeah, cowboy is kind of weird.
No, it's not.
So that's interesting. All right, so I have something. Disney announced, well, I don't know if Disney announced, but I saw this on WDW News Today website. It says breaking, Walt Disney World adding express bus service for a price.
Okay, can this be, is this not official on the Disney blog, or it hasn't really been announced, so.
No, this is something, I couldn't find any information on this on the Disney blog.
So is it a rumor?
I don't know if it's a rumor. They say they've been on it, so. And it's an upgraded ticket service, but I don't really care if it's true or not. I just want to talk about it.
Okay.
So don't take this as gospel.
Okay.
Okay? So for a price, it says $15 per person or per day or $24 per person for multi-day use. Express transportation will pick up guests from inside the Walt Disney World theme parks and then utilize backstage areas to reach destinations faster. The buses will provide between 4 theme parks. Annual pass holders and cast members can only purchase one-day service. So this basically says that they'll pick you up and drop you off kind of at a different area, almost like you can take the bus service and you can utilize the bus service at Disney in a less crowded form.
Hmm. You know what? Now that I'm thinking of it, doesn't it feel like when you're on the regular bus service, and I think that was the hardest part for us, as well as the crowds and everything, but when we were using the Disney Transportation bus, I felt like they were going the longer way. Because I remember, you know, when you're driving in our car, I felt like we could get to point A to point B pretty quickly. But it just seemed to go on forever on the bus. Maybe that's just my imagination. I don't know. But
I think it depends on what's happening on the bus. Because sometimes when we take our car, you know, we're driving in our car and the kids are all crazy, feels like it takes forever.
That's true, too. Good point.
Sometimes when those buses are not as many people on it, it's like a nice relaxing ride. I can't believe I just said that out loud and recorded it on air.
Yeah, you did. You mentioned it. But, so this is interesting. So
this says service operates from 10 a.m. until park closes, and buses will be at each station every 30 minutes. Each park has a kiosk where guests can be picked up and dropped off. The Magic Kingdom goes to Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin exit area. Epcot, east of Spaceship Earth. Disney Hollywood Studios, adjacent to Rock and Roller Coaster Courtyard. And Disney's Animal Kingdom near Kilimanjaro Safari's entrance. Guests can also purchase the upgrade when they purchase tickets and can visit guest relation location to add it on. It says no further details available at this time. This is from WW News Today website. So I kind of saw that. I don't know if I found that on Twitter or just kind of the blogs that I kind of researched for the show. And I said, $15 per day per person. And what if I don't know if that would be worth it for all of us to go, but sometimes it depends on the time, I guess. If you're going to the park early in the morning, it might be worth it to pay that extra money to get there. But then you could just take a taxi cab. What's the difference?
What you're saying is you're just going to take it on your own, and we're just going to meet you there.
I was actually thinking about that. And saying, oh, I know. Would that be good for me to just take by myself?
Well, because you said per person quite a few times.
Yeah.
I got the hint loud.
But then I'm thinking, okay, it's $15 per person. So if there's five of us, there's 15 times five, carry the one. That's like $750.
Well, we need to, by Monday's live show, we'll get an absolute confirmation on whether this is worth it and whether or not it's actually accurate and whether or not Bruce will be riding that bus alone.
Which I probably will be.
Which you probably will be. But I agree, it'd be better just to do an Uber.
Or a taxi cab.
Yeah. Okay, so can I share my news? Super excited about this. There's a new dining option. This is just, it's almost as if somebody got into my head at Disney and said, okay, what do you want? And the perfect evening. So I do think that this, I must say, I want to start off by saying, I do think it's sort of, it's expensive. And I think that it would be good if you had a special occasion, but it's a new highway in the sky. It's called Dine Around the Walt Disney World Monorail Resorts Restaurants. So they start you off at the Wave at the Contemporary Resort where you check in, and you go all the way around till you get to the Grand Floridian. And then you end the night at a special place to watch the Wishes with a little dessert and coffee. Does that not sound amazing?
I don't get it. What is it again?
You don't get it. How do you not get it?
I don't know. Tell me what it is again. Explain it to me again.
So it's a five-course meal. You start off the night. Basically, it's like a taste of the flavors of the resorts all around the monorail.
Oh. But
it takes the experience to a whole nother level where we like to head on the monorail and kind of go hop along to the other resorts.
Yeah.
Imagine that, plus you get to eat.
So where do you eat?
So you start off at the Wave, which is the restaurant inside, the first level restaurant inside the Contemporary Resort. You start off with appetizers and cocktails.
Okay.
Then you go to Disney's Polynesian Village. There, again, you have some more treats and sort of appetizers, island-inspired with that Polynesian theme. Then for your main course, it looks like you go to the Disney's Grand Floridian Citricos restaurant where you have a special chef main course selection.
We haven't eaten there yet.
This really sounds so good. And then you board the monorail. So when you board the monorail, you have specialty, you sort of have priority boarding. So they have a special area where you go based on this package.
Then, is it the front with the captain?
I'm hoping. I'm really hoping.
That would make it worth it right there.
Then you board the monorail for the last time. You return to Disney's Contemporary Resort to sort of round out the evening, where you'll find dessert. It doesn't exactly say where you'll end the evening, at what restaurant, but it says from this exclusive location, you watch the Wishes Nighttime Spectacular Fireworks Show, where you get to enjoy the wish some dessert. That sounds incredible to me.
It's got to be at the Contemporary or the Polynesian where you end up then if you're going to watch the fireworks.
No, it says it ends the night at the Contemporary.
So you go around the loop.
You go all around the loop and you end where you started, which makes sense because if, say, you were driving in and you were parking at the Contemporary for this special event, you know, then that's where you would go to pick up your car again. But it is pricey, I will say.
How much is it?
Well, it's I don't want to say.
Just say it. You're going to find out anyway.
Listen, I'm just going to leave it out there. It's pricey. But I think it would be very special if it was sort of somebody's anniversary or very, very special milestone birthday. It just sounds like a beautiful evening. One thing that I was curious about is do you make friends and you go with your friends to the monorail to the next? Like, how do they group you?
They probably have like those flags like they do the Brazilian people or the people from Asia where they have like those big flags and you just follow around the flag.
That's awesome. And so you make friends.
You just get a big cupcake on it or something.
Follow the cupcake, Bruce. Follow the pulled pork nachos. I don't know. Sounds cool. I guess you could do something similar on your own. You could just hop on the monorail and just visit each quick service place at each of the resorts and kind of pick a snack and maybe do a main meal. I don't know.
Hello, Connie. That's called our vacation.
That's true. Yeah, it's true. You know what?
They copied us.
They copied us. I'm telling you, they listen to our show. When are you going to get that?
I don't know about that. Seriously? I don't know if I could go that far, but they definitely copied us with this idea.
They're listening. Okay. That's all I have to say.
That sounds. How much is it? You didn't say how much it is.
It's up there. It's above 100.
Give us a price.
I don't want to.
Just say it.
I want to.
Just say it.
150.
Per person?
Yeah.
So then just go without the kids.
Okay.
That's something you do without the kids.
Okay.
Let them go somewhere else.
Let them experience this.
Yeah, then we'll go on that. They can go do something
else. At the snack counters.
Yeah, we'll give them some money. They can go to the arcade. While we go eat, they can just go to the arcade at each one of those resorts. Okay, moving on. Next update. This one, I mean, I'm fascinated by it. And somebody mentioned this on our live show. They said that they had a tree topper that was the Death Star. Did you see that?
Oh, man. I saw it now.
And then the very next day, they came out with this. Spaceship Earth at Epcot to become giant Star Wars Death Star during special after-hours event.
That's amazing. So it's going to be transformed. When I first learned about it, I kind of went, huh? They can't change Spaceship Earth? What are they doing? But I realized it was just for a special, because the movie is being released, the Rogue series.
Right.
And so this is kind of celebrating the movie, and I thought it was brilliant.
So it's a Disney Parks blog meetup, too. They're doing like an almost an exclusive event that you could have signed up on the Disney Parks blog.
Why didn't we know this?
I don't know, but it was super quick. This came out, and I saw it the day it came out on the blog. And I saw it in the evening, and it was already closed off, so people already had booked it. So now, it says our next Disney Parks blog meetup. Let me just read this real quick. Will be the best of the year, and you have the opportunity to join us for a special after hours event at Epcot on December 5th. So this is happening Monday, 2016. We'll be celebrating Star Wars at Disney's Hollywood Studios, as well as an upcoming film, Rogue One: A Star Wars Stories, with an invite to meet up that'll feature Spaceship Earth magically transforming into the Death Star.
Did I let you read that real quick?
Yes, thank you.
That was really hard to stay quiet, you know.
I know. Thank you for that.
Let me just read this real quick, i.e. Connie, be quiet for a second.
Yes.
Try to get this out.
I'm trying to read something. I have to concentrate.
I must say, you read it very well.
Thank you.
Well, I know that it's supposed to be late because it says you can hop on and watch a live stream if you go on Twitter and use the hashtag DisneyParksLive. It says at 10:25 p.m.
Yeah, so that's pretty late. I don't know if I can make that. Although for the Star Wars, to turn the Spaceship Earth into the Death Star, I'd probably make that.
Yeah, I guess so. I was using that as an excuse of the reason why we're not there and invited to the special screening, like it's a movie, special viewing. But yeah, I am kind of jealous. And
limited experience, though. It says that one guest per registrant. So if you won, you could go, but you can only bring one person. So I'd have to choose between you three or four.
Oh, darn. Who would I have to choose?
Whoever was being nice to me the nicest that day.
That morning. Yeah, it's tough in our house. Four girls. Yeah. It could be any of us.
But I thought that was cool. But you can just watch it at home. Or if you're at the parks and you're at your resort, just go to Twitter. You can watch it right at the live stream as it happens. And you kind of look out your window, know that you're there while you're watching it on social media.
10:25 p.m. Is that a reason for the kids to stay up late, you think? Are we given a green light?
They'll probably record it and they can watch it the next day.
So no green light from you?
No, that's too late. If we were in Orlando, I'd maybe let them stay up and watch it.
I'm sure the parents that are listening right now are happy that we said that. The kids that are listening are bummed out. Way to bring it down, Bruce.
Listen, it's recorded. You can watch it later.
But it's an interesting December 5th. It's Walt Disney's birthday.
Oh, yeah. I wonder why they chose that date.
I don't know. But that's interesting. But I definitely think, again, when I first heard about it, I kind of got confused. I thought they were transforming Spaceship Earth into the Death Star permanently, which, don't get me wrong, I absolutely love Star Wars, and that would be cool, but you can't change an iconic piece of Disney history, and I just couldn't imagine it going to that extreme. But for a special occasion like this, way cool.
I was bummed out when I read initially that they were overlaying the Tower of Terror, even though it's just in Disneyland. I was bummed out. I'm like, you can't do that. There's certain things that you can't do. Right. Like, I'm all for Guardians of the Galaxy, and I'm all for the Death Star, trust me. But there's certain things that are classics, like you said, you can't touch.
Yeah, like you would almost want them to, but in Disneyland it's tough. Like, you would almost want them to create a whole new experience and something else. But in Disneyland, there's really not that much space to do that. So they're kind of tucked. But in Disney World, I mean, rumor has it there's way more land than that's even.
There's no rumor developed. Has it. There's way more land than they have.
Yeah, so, I mean, the sky really could be the limit over there. But I guess at what point do you stop? And at what point do the classic attractions become sort of stale?
Well, Star Wars is a classic. It's a classic in itself. Guardians of the Galaxy, I don't know if that's...
You're really bummed about that.
I'm just like, you know what? They only made one Guardians of the Galaxy, and don't get me wrong, it was a good movie, but let's see what the second one looks like.
You watch that movie, I think probably 7 times in a row, though.
I know, but it was really good. But if the second one stinks, then I don't know if that's worthy of taking
it's
over the Tower of Terror.
Stink. Come on. Oh, it's
like Star Wars has really a lot of good movies. Star Wars has been around for a long time. They've have a proven track record of being good.
Not necessarily. According to you, those other ones weren't the best. So
well, they weren't. They were terrible, and I don't consider those Star Wars movies.
Alrighty. You did bring down the room, by the way.
Sorry.
Okay, between the kids not being able to stay up late, I was hoping you would say yes so we could get some young kids as fans. And
well, listen, you know? if you're I was going to say a child. If you're listening to this and your parents, you just stay up and watch it. They'll let you. Oh, my kids can't stay up, but yours can.
But yours kids can.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so that's really the roundup for this week. There wasn't an incredible amount of Disney news this week, but I feel like enough where really got me excited.
There was a couple things that got me excited. Soon as I saw express bus service.
Well, that's not official. I like to see it from the Disney blog and get some confirmation from other.
Well, there was even on that WDW news today, there was some comments on there. People were a little bit upset about that. They felt like Disney was kind of taking advantage of, you know, charging for that service. But I just think that, you know what? Disney offers free bus service, so you don't have to pay for it. It's not like they're making all the bus service a fee. You know, they're just saying, hey, Right. Listen, if you're Bruce and you don't like the buses, and we heard you, buddy.
We heard you.
We heard that it's annoying, you know, and it's not a great experience. So here's what you can do. We're going to charge you, but you can get a better service maybe. Right. A little less people, premium service. We'll give you a little bit different drop-off, but you're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
And you're okay with that. You don't exactly, like you said, you don't have to take that service. You don't have to.
No, if you guys are waiting in the bus and you don't see me and we just meet up there, that's fine with me.
Yeah, exactly.
We all got phones nowadays. We know we're not going to get lost.
But I think we're helping our listeners because I think that in a lot of ways, I know, all kidding aside, you...
Listen.
What?
This... this is unlocking the magic. There is no all kidding aside.
Oh, there is not. Oh, okay. Well, what I was
that's not an option on this show.
What I was trying to say is I feel like we're giving our listeners such a negative experience of the buses that once they actually go on the bus, they're going to love them. They're going to think, what is this Bruce thinking?
Low expectations. That's what I try to do for everybody.
So I think we are actually helping in that sense. Do you agree?
I know the bus drivers are probably like, wow, this is great. My buses aren't busy anymore. I'm like on a whistling. It's so easy. It's so nice.
It's so relaxing. So funny. Okay.
Nobody's fighting to get on the bus in the morning.
It's not like that at all.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. You go way overboard with it. So I know, anyways, I know. Moving on. Okay. I think that's it for my end of and wow, just got really tongue twisted.
I'm leaving that in.
Okay. That's not a blooper?
Nope.
When is that blooper episode coming out? Because we have so many.
We do.
I feel like our whole podcast is one big blooper. So
the 200th episode is going to be.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, speaking of episodes, our 100th is right around the corner. I'm super excited about the guest that we have secured for the next, well, it's not going to be well for a while, but I don't know if I can keep it to myself.
You're keeping it to yourself.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
That's in January, though, so that won't be out till late January, February. We have a lot of guests lined up. I'm working on some things in the background over here, Connie, that even you don't know about.
You are?
No, I just wanted to make sure I sound like I was working.
Oh, I thought it was like a Christmas present.
You got your early Christmas present. You know, I'm working on some guests. No, I am really working on some guests in the background and some show topics and some things in the background of the Unlocking the Magic podcast that...
You know what?
I can't talk about.
I'm going to cut you off right there because, you know...
Oh, really? That's a surprise.
It's a shocker. But I've got to say, you have been working so hard and it's really incredible. I have to say, all this time of razzing you about not being prepared, blah, 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 blah. It's you've totally done a 180 and I'm really impressed. And
well, listen, you can razz me because I'm not prepared, but I'm working hard in the background.
Well, I just know that this last Monday show, which by the way, if you're listening to this and you haven't joined us, we're live on Facebook every Monday night at 8:00. So a lot of fun. Eastern time. It's just a lot of fun. Just us hanging out, just talking Disney and getting to know everybody. It's just been really fun. But anyway, this last Monday show, I really just came unprepared. I just showed up type of thing and kind of felt bad. Bruce, really, you really took on the show. So I just want to say thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, thank you for thanking me. And you know what? You should start to get prepared because there's some people who, like, I can show up and not be prepared and it's fine.
Expectations, you're saying?
Yeah. Like, but you need to be prepared.
That's true. We have talked to our listeners for our 100th episode. And I'm getting that same vibe. It's like they know how you are now. So you can kind of show up and say anything, whereas I can't.
I think that's part of the problem with the live show is that you think I'm going to say anything.
That's true, too.
You're always on the edge of your seat. What's Bruce going to say? I'm not going to say anything appropriate. But it is live. So, you know, you never know what could happen.
Anything can happen at any moment. That's why if you're listening to this show right now, come join us on Monday. Just say hi, even if it's for a minute.
No. It can't be for a minute.
Why not?
Because that's way too short.
All right. Even if it's 5 minutes?
Yeah, 5 minutes is good.
Okay. Just come say hello to us. It's really appreciated, and we love it. I feel like I got to know so many listeners, even just with the Facebook Live, even though I can't hear them per se, I feel like with the little image that they have, which is on their – which could be current or it could be from 20 years ago. Who knows? But I feel like they've all turned into – my friends and family. So
you do get to know people's personalities by what they say on the live show. You know, an email is something it's a one-off thing. We get an email from someone.
It's sort of like the version of a nice voice in an email.
Yeah, but Facebook Live is if you're not going to actually talk to somebody either on the phone or in person, Facebook Live where they kind of can talk to us through their typing is the next best thing.
Exactly.
So we do have, it's becoming this, you know, little community where people come in and they actually get to talk to each other too. So it's not just them talking to us. It's asking them questions. They ask each other questions. It's a lot of fun.
So much fun.
All right. Let's not talk about that anymore because people who listen to the podcast who don't join us are going to turn us off.
It's true, too. They're going to say, forget this. All right.
I am done with that.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So thank you, everybody, for everything. I want to give another shout out today to our sponsor, Kingdom Strollers. If you're looking for luxury, they offer luxury strollers. In Walt Disney World, they offer free pickup and delivery for your stroller. You can use it for part of your stay, your whole stay. Trust us, you're going to need it. If you're at any of these resorts, you definitely will utilize this service, please visit them at kingdomstrollers.com.
Excellent. And also, we are on Facebook. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/unlockingthemagic. We are on Twitter at, let me just find our Twitter handle. Oh, you know what we haven't mentioned in a while is your packing list.
Oh, that's right. You know what?
If you're looking to go to Disney soon,
we're going to
update that. We've gotten a lot of people that emailed us suggestions to add on, so we're going to add those on. But if you want that, go to unlockingthemagic.com. That's our website. Right on the side there, you'll see the packing list. Or if you're on a mobile device, you have to scroll all the way down to the bottom. It's just a little button. Just put your name and email in there, and you get Connie's packing list. It's great. Everything that you need to bring on your next vacation, it's free. You know, I see a lot of these people nowadays coming up with these packing lists, and they're starting to charge people money for them. Ours is free. But if you want to send us money, our address is on there too.
Okay.
But it is free.
Okay.
Don't pay for these packing lists. Just go get ours for free.
Just get ours for free. Okay. So
wait, we're on Twitter. www.unlockmagic on Twitter. Come say hello to us on Twitter.
All right. And we're working on Instagram. We are on Instagram. We're going to be more active on there pretty soon. We're just kind of gathering our information for that on there. It's been sort of, I wanted to take over, then Bruce took over, and so it's kind of been hectic. But we will be on there soon, a little bit more active.
Definitely. We started this podcast as a fun project, and it's become a community. It's become something that we're really taking seriously now. And, you know, it takes a lot of work to do this podcast and do the Facebook Live. And you know,
I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. But, you know, we're working on it. We're getting better every day, I think.
I think we finally nailed down a logo.
I did too. Yeah, we worked on that. So we're going to be coming out with some. You know what? I'm not even going to mention it. I keep mentioning it, and then everybody's like asking me about it. Where is it? And I feel like a loser.
All right. So we'll just not mention it.
Till it's ready.
Gotcha.
There was one more thing I wanted to mention before we finally wrap up this episode, but I can't remember what it is. So we'll just wrap it up.
Wow. All right. Way to end it, Bruce.
Guys, thank you so much. Really, really appreciate you joining us on the podcast or on the live show or all the emails you send us. You know, I don't read all the emails thoroughly, but I really enjoy seeing an email come in the inbox, and Connie does read it to me a lot.
I love your honesty. It goes a long way.
All right. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you on Monday.
Thanks, everybody.